My name is Sarah Cieszelski and I'm from the School of Languages and Linguistics at the University of Melbourne in Australia. I'm 3 years into my thesis, which is called Language Development and Socialisation in Sherpa. My fieldwork was funded by grants from the University of Melbourne and the Australian Research Council. My thesis begins in the mountains around Mount Everest, and it begins with 6 young Sherpa children. As they grow up, they're learning to speak their native Sherpa language, a close relative of Tibetan. And they're also learning about their culture, because the two come packaged together. The language they're learning is full of information about the culture, and some of the most important parts of the culture are rules about how language should be used. To try and look more closely at how this happens, I went and lived in a Sherpa village in Nepal. I set up my video camera every day and recorded 6 children, who were between 2 and 6 years old, with the friends and family that happened to be around at the time. And what I found was this. When Sherpa adults talked to children, they were using commands, so things like come here, wash that, eat, at astronomical rates. Sometimes there were over 200 of these per hour. If you were reading a book for an hour, that's about as many times as you'd blink. And often these commands came when the child was already coming, washing, or eating. So they weren't necessarily aimed at changing the child's behaviour. Then, when I analysed the way a 4-year-old child talked to a 2-year-old, there was the same proportion of commands here as when the parents were talking to their children. So what these commands were really being used for was to mark status, something that's based on age in Sherpa society. These children are learning language, but right from the very start, they're also learning the cultural patterns and expectations that go along with that language use. This type of language-culture link is important for all children, not just Sherpa ones. And the better we understand the incredible variety of ways that it's learned across cultures, the better we can start to tailor our education systems, our expectations for child development, and even the ways we interact with people from different backgrounds, to what we learn from studies like this one.